The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, there's a gazillion ways. Gazillion ways to get involved in the conversation. Head up on the website. You know, come on, help me out here. Head up on the website. You can text, tweet, write on Facebook, get in the live chat room. I mean, like I said, there is a gazillion ways that the that you can get involved in the conversation. Okay. And we were talking about? The tobacco companies and all this other stuff. This should be great. And somebody just... who just hopped in the chat room. I think we've done this before, which I thought was really great. So the discussion, car companies should be responsible. You know, there are people who believe that car companies should be responsible for anytime somebody gets killed in an auto accident. Because there's got to be better ways for them to make this happen. There's got to be better ways for them to make it. Because now we have, whatever you see it on TV, the automatic brake application when you get too close to the car in front of you and all that. So they've been able to do this forever. You know, there's no reason why they can't make this happen. And I have a different take on some of this stuff. So first off, let's say somebody had a drink or two. Not really intoxicated, but they get in the car and they drive and they hit somebody and they kill somebody. And, oh, you know what? I'm not belittling the fact that they hit somebody and kill somebody. That's not what I mean. So what do we do? We start suing the alcohol. The company that makes alcohol, we sue the car company, maybe. Maybe we sue the traffic light company. Maybe the traffic lights didn't work quite the way they ought to. Well, let's not forget the people who made the asphalt, right? Because, you know, maybe if the asphalt was made a little different, that I'd be able to stop better. Or if it was cement, we go after the cement company. And I'm only saying this because over the years we've done these stories, and people will actually write in and say, no, they need to be responsible for this, and they need this, and they need this. And I'm thinking, looking at the, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but looking at some of the Bernie Sanders supporters, these all line up under people who don't, you know, should take responsibility for what they do and their actions. And don't get me wrong, I feel for a family who, you know, they're losing a loved one or a loved one gets lung cancer because they've been smoking for 30 years. And you feel sorry for them. You know, you understand what they're going through. You know, life is coming to an end, but I got to tell you something. I sit there, and I say to myself, the package, since I was a kid and could almost read, that package has had a warning on it. It said, you can die from smoking these. Right? I mean, you don't have to have a college degree to understand that. And now with me, you know, I'm obviously, if you're watching, you know I'm overweight. Okay, I know that can be dangerous for you, dangerous for your health. It's my responsibility. I've got to take responsibility for that. I've got to change the way I eat. I've got to do things differently. Right? And I think this is kind of falling over into, you know, these kids, I have all this debt going to school. Nobody forced you to go to school. There are plenty of people that take responsibility. They work hard. Okay? And they work their way through. And they come out with little debt. Or some come out with no debt. My wife worked three jobs. She came out virtually with no debt. How bad do you want it? How hard do you want to work for it? Makes you a better, you know, I don't want to say it makes you a better person because you've got to allow it to make you a better person. But, man, I'll tell you what, it'll teach you character. It'll teach, you know, remember when your parents would say, well, I hope your parents would say, I'm not giving this to you because when I give you stuff, you don't appreciate it as much. That's a true statement. I'll tell you what, when I had my first apartment, when I went ahead and paid for my, you know, my first car, was making my own payments on it. My first, yeah, stereo. Remember? How many of you remember stereo components? Right? Remember that? Yeah, you had to buy the different parts. Of, yeah, they don't do that anymore. Well, I don't know anybody who goes out and buys a record player anymore. But you know, I had it. It was mine. You were going to ruin my stuff? So I don't know. I'm not saying we're better than the kids today, but I'm saying that we definitely were taught personal responsibility. And like we were talking about earlier, you know, when you get to obesity, whose fault is that? And I can prove it's our fault because I know people that were very extremely heavy, heavier than I am, that changed their eating habits. Maybe they went out to eat once a week instead of 3.5 or 4 times a week. And they lost weight. And they got, some of them even got rid of their diabetes issues. Go to the chat room. They're not French fries anymore. Are we still friends with the French? I don't know, whatever. Anyway, so it's personal responsibility. Got to get back to personal responsibility. Do not owe you a free education. You know, I love it. Anyway, so but Sanders is profoundly changing how millennials think about politics. Now, that's according to a recent poll, but I wouldn't need. Did you need the poll? I'd take the half the money for the poll and give them the results. After Bernie Sanders defeated New York last week, his chances of winning the Democratic nomination are really dwindling. Yet even if he loses this campaign, a poll published Monday suggests that Sanders may have already won a contest that will prove crucially important in American politics. Now, the problem is that nobody's talking to these millennials and explaining them how it all works. The poll of Americans between the ages of 18 to 29 finds that Sanders is by far the most popular presidential candidate among the youngest voters. That's a true story. Well, look, I don't see many young voters getting all excited about Donald Trump. He's kind of in your face, don't you think? Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. More on millennials. I love talking about millennials. I know they don't like when I talk about them, but I love talking about millennials. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back.
Hey,
always a pleasure to have you on board.
Chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
Yeah, can we still use that word, chicky, boom? I'm just asking. I don't know. You know how politically correct I am. I want to make sure we're doing it right. Anyway, I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. There's a gazillion of three things you could do up there. And I do appreciate the time. Oh, I got to fix that. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, you know, live chat room, you get involved in that. Send me an email, Joe, at the real side. I do make it very easy for you to get involved in the conversation. Okay, back to Bernie. Seriously. We do need to get back to Bernie. You know, I got to tell you something. My mailman is great. Mailmen in California are like, or can be like, taxi cab drivers in New York, right? You know, they got information. They want to talk about certain things. They've got a whole feel for politics and that. Because I talked to my guy today, and he's a devout Democrat. Let me tell you what. I mean, devout Democrat. He can't bring himself to vote for Hillary. He told me that. He just said, look, I've gotten further and further and further away from the party, in essence. And I can't vote for it. He says, none of the five excite me. If any one of them I feel is the most honest, it's Bernie Sanders. And I said to him, I said, you know what? You might be right. I mean, listen, Bernie hasn't changed. You know where he stands, don't you? If you don't, I don't know, your medication's off. And I'm not saying that would make me vote for him. Don't get me wrong. It's not what I mean by that. Because I don't believe in any of his proposals. I don't believe in any of his foundation of philosophies. But at least he's honest. You know where he stands. He's not changed. He's there. Anyway, but he's making a major league difference to the millennials. He's making an impact on the millennials. And again, I think part of the problem is the millennials really don't understand how it works. I'm sorry, but I believe that. They really just don't understand how this all works. So after his defeat, like I said, you know, they're polling out to see what kind of traction he's going to get. He's not going to get much. He's pretty much over, and he knows it. Matter of fact, he's been over for a while. I don't know if he knows it, but he's been over for a while. Now, the polls of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29, which boggle my mind, finds that Sanders is the far most popular presidential candidate among the youngest voters. The group's attitudes on a range of issues have become more liberal in the past year. Because it's about free stuff to young people. Remember something, they haven't really experienced much yet, right? I mean, when you're home with your parents, who's cooking? Who's cleaning? Who's making sure that there's toilet paper on the roll? Who's making sure the food ends up in the refrigerator? Right? You're hauling out, Ma, there's no more shampoo. All right, I'll put it on my list. You move out your own, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, milk is how much? Shampoo is how much? All of a sudden there's a dose of reality there, and it ain't fun. We handled our kids a little differently. We made them pay for certain things as they got older, do certain things for money so they had a clue. Now, the data collected by researchers at Harvard University suggests that not only has Sanders' campaign made for an unexpectedly competitive Democratic primary, but he's also changed the way millennials think about politics. Now, this is according to the director, John DeLaVolpe. He's a polling director. He's not moving the party to the left. He's moving a generation to the left. Come on, think about that. Even the conservative, even the millennials coming out of conservative households, more and more and more of them are seeing government as an answer to a lot. When in reality, government should be an answer to very little for us. Now, whether or not he's winning or losing, it's really that he's impacting the way in which a generation, the largest generation in the history of America, thinks about politics. And I'd like to find the post. Maybe I'll do it during the break. I'll try to find the post of the millennial who was speaking to millennials about where their heads are at. She had it right. She was right on. Now, apparently Sanders' popularity with young voters isn't just a shallow fad or cult. Right? I mean, just look at the guy. I don't know. If you're not from this area, you wouldn't know about the old Magic Mountain commercials where they had an old guy dancing. That's who Bernie reminds me of. When he speaks, he reminds me of Professor Irwin Corey. I'll have to look him up. But these young people are mesmerized by what he has to say. You know, you should have free education. Here's the part I don't understand. You should have free education so you can better yourself, right? So you can get a better job so that you can live a nicer life. But isn't that capitalism? Right? I mean, why would you obtain... Why would you go for a better job to make more money for a better life? We have to give 90% of it back to Bernie. They're missing something in there. In one of the Harvard polls, taken in 2014, young people, the number who agreed that basic health insurance is a right for all people was 42%. That figure increased to 45% last year and to 48% last week. That's the socialist mentality. Now again, for you bleeding heart libs, this conservative is not saying that you shouldn't be able to get health care. There isn't anybody that's really turned away when it comes to health care. You head to an emergency room, you head to a county hospital, they cannot turn you away. And socialized medicine isn't working. We have 11 exchanges that have gone under, that are going under. One of the biggest ones is going under here shortly. They're getting out of the exchanges because they don't work. They're losing money hand over fist. And if the government picks it up, you talk about the billions that are being lost by these companies. Who do you think is going to pick that up? Come on, let this sink in a little bit. The share who agree that basic necessities such as food and shelter are a right, and the government should provide those unable to afford them. So let me see. Basic necessities like food, shelter. In Detroit, they were screaming that water was a basic necessity. All this stuff. Just basic life's needs. Well, at what level? Then let me ask you this. At what level? How about we buy a whole bunch of YMCAs or open up some military camps, right? And if you can't afford to take care of yourself, we'll move you into one of those places. I mean, think about Sheriff Joe Arpaio's guys. They're, you know, they get food, they get water, they get taken care of. It's really cool. Their basic needs are taken care of every day of the week. Is there a level of basic needs? Does one trump the other? Pardon the term. No, I'm dead serious about this now. So let's say I agree with you. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back.
Sweet home.
Sit down. It's a Friday night. Let me dance on Friday nights, right? Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part. Yeah, a lot of gross stuff we're talking about tonight, right? Frozen breast milk, tripe. You got to be in the chat room to understand what this is all about. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you hop up on the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, we were talking about Bernie, Mr. Sanders, and what level of food and shelter. These millennials who think that food and shelter is a right. Okay, I mean, it shouldn't be denied human beings. Don't get me wrong. You know, it's sustained. As Christians, we're told to feed our brothers and sisters. But there is a Bible passage that said if a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. You got to work. You got to do something. You're not spoon-fed, sitting on the couch. Jesus didn't say, hey, make sure you drop off a fish every day to this guy's house. No, what Jesus said was, don't just give him a fish, teach him to fish. Because if you teach him to fish, he could take care of himself for a lifetime. Am I wrong? Did I miss something? So it's not always about a handout. And it's really funny because if you really think about parenting and the way different people parent and what have you, the way they look at things, the handouts from the different groups, the different parties, the different wherever your mind is at, it means different things to different people. My hand up is to teach you how to do something, unless you do it yourself. Now, yeah, at first, of course, you know, I feed you and I clothe you and I get you ready to go, if you know what I'm saying. I get you ready to understand. I get you ready to be able to do it yourself. But if you don't want to do it, you know, like my old pastor used to say, you can starve to death with a full refrigerator. Because unless you get up off your butt, go to the refrigerator and get the food, you will starve to death. So anyway, you know, so what is that level of substance? I would love to know. Now, he's moving a full generation to the left, which is scary. Not like it's not like party ideology anymore. He is actually taking a group of people, a whole generation, and there were many, a lot more than Reagan, who said all it was going to take was one generation, right? Now, apparently Sanders' popularity with young voters isn't just shallow. It's not a cult. It's not a fad. Excuse me. Now, it's rare, said Della Volpe, the one that's doing the polls and what have you, for young people's attitudes to change much from year to year in Harvard's polling. Even more remarkable for some of the many measures to shift in the same direction at the same time. So a large group of these kids, a large group of these younger people, you know, are moving in a socialist direction because they don't understand the word. Remember, we played that clip with Jesse Waters. Remember that? And Jesse asked them specifically what socialism was. They didn't understand it at all. Let me play the clip of the young lady.
Vanilla cupcake?
What the heck? Let me play the clip of the young lady. Oh, figures. That's the first lady screwing me up there. Who was talking to her millennial cohorts and had a message for them. Take a listen. Let's see if I can get this working.
You guys have anyone on your social media like I do that's over the age of... If you guys have anyone on your social media like I do that's over the age of 40, you've probably seen them post at some point about how much our generation sucks. Well, as a millennial, I took it upon my...
Okay. Keep your finger on the button. I don't think there's any curse words in here, but there might be.
...myself to try to evaluate what's so wrong with our generation and why they're so mad at us. And then I pretty much realized that we're just existing. We're not really contributing anything to society. Our generation doesn't have the basic manners that include no ma'am and yes ma'am. We don't even hold the door open for ladies, much less our elders anymore. We listen to really obscene music that degrades women and pretty much glorifies drugs and crime. We start to cuss now to prove a point. We use words like bae to describe someone we love. And we idolize people like Kim Kardashian, and then we shame people like Tim Tebow.
No kidding. I love this girl. I mean, can we adopt her as, you know, one of our kids? I mean, seriously. I mean, she, and again, I know she's painting with a broad brush. I realize that all, but when you deal with the basic millennial of the day, when you're dealing with these millennials, it is, there's no real understanding of service for others.
We're lazy. We're really entitled. And we want to make a lot of money and have free education, but we're not really willing to put in the work. We spend more time online making friends and less time actually building relationships. And our relationship's appearance on Facebook is more valuable than the foundation that it's actually built on. Our idea of standing up for something we believe in means going on Facebook and posting a status with your opinion.
I always loved that, right? I was, you know, they're warriors. I call them Facebook warriors, right? We used to call them paper tigers when I was a kid. But they're Facebook warriors, right? They're out there pounding pavement. I mean, pounding Facebook. Like it's going to make a difference. You're not looking somebody in the face. This is what I was talking about earlier. There's no emotion. There's no understanding of what you're doing to people or not doing to people. When you have somebody, you know, face-to-face, and you're having to work through an issue, a whole different animal than putting up on Facebook, so I stand with the French. I stand with this. You stand with nothing until you've been out there and you've been pounded on.
We believe the number of followers we have reflects who we are as a person. We don't respect our elders. We don't even respect our country. We're stepping on our flag and step...
That same country.
We don't even respect our country.
That same country that gives you the rights to trample on the flag. Think about it. Right? And they don't realize where they get the freedom to do what they're doing is. They don't realize what they would be like. I would love to send some of these people to other countries, some of these millennials, to see, even for a couple of months, how long do you think they would last?
We're stepping on our flag instead of stepping up to volunteer. And we mock the men and women that are fighting for us but we praise the people that are fighting each other, guys. We're more divided as a country than ever before, and I think our generation actually has a lot to do with that. Everything that used to be frowned upon is now celebrated. Nothing has value in our generation because we take advantage of everything. We have more opportunities.
I have said this before a million times. Our young people have no value in things. They don't even have value in themselves. They don't see themselves as a value asset or entity to anything. Our kids, our young people, have to understand what value they have, what they mean to their parents, what they mean to other people.
Opportunities to succeed than any of those before us, yet we don't appreciate the opportunities we have now. Now I guess I see why people call us Generation Y. Like, why are we so entitled? Because we don't deserve to be, and we were raised better than this.
You know, think about what you're, and you could take this the wrong way. I'll get over it. Think about what our grandfathers, our fathers and grandfathers, but mostly our grandfathers at this point, think about with their energy, with their attitude, with their tenacity, what they could have done if they had the internet, if they had smartphones, if they had all of this stuff, and had the integrity. We'd probably be living on Mars by now. We'd already be Star Trek. You know what I'm saying? What do you think?
I think that our generation, I always wonder what we're going to be remembered by. And I, for one, want to break that stereotype and prove that my parents raised me better. Don't you? To all of our elders, I'm sorry. And I do know that we were raised better. Thank you from this millennial for putting up with those and those who do not see wrong in their actions. I hope we start pulling our pants up and actually contributing to this society.
Oh, my God. She said it. Has anybody called her a white racist yet? Or white entitled, or what is it, white privileged racist? Pull up your pants. We know who she's speaking to, right?
We love. And maybe make a difference in 2016 so that we can make a difference in the future.
Amen, sister. Yeah, you can. I could listen to that 27 times. And more. Do you see what I'm saying? If one can get it, many can get it. We're not stuck. We're not screwed, as I like to say. Okay, yeah. When we come back, I'll finish off with a Bernie Sanders piece. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure. I haven't done that in a while. Pressed all the wrong buttons, you know? Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And please, why does that sound a little like Joe Pesci there, right? Please be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I love when you guys send me stuff during the break, but it's like it's the last segment of the show. And when you do that, not much I can do with it. You know what I'm saying? But also, I do the best I can. I mean, 6-7 more stories. Yeah, what's the big warp, right? Yeah, but I want to finish up with Bernie, Uncle Bernie, Cousin Bernie. You got to get a kick out of the guy, if nothing else. Hey, he's got a bit of a character, don't you think? So the millennials, like I said, he's really made a difference in the millennials, but it can't be because he's so young and vibrant. Because he's speaking their language. You know, it's really funny because in the Republican Party, one of the arguments we have is that the reason we can't get younger people into the party is because there's a bunch of old whiteheads in the party. You know, there's just a bunch of old people in the party. That's what we're being, that's what we're told on a regular basis. And then you look at Bernie here, and you say to yourself, you know, here's an old white guy who can barely walk at times. He looks like Uncle Grumpy. And look what he's doing to millennials. They're at Harvard, they said that the for the first time in the past 5 years of the Harvard polls, significantly more young people call themselves Democrats. Before, they used to say they were independent. 40% were Democrats, 22% were Republicans, and 36% were independents. Now, they say that Democrats are winning over young people. It's not true. If you really look at the stats, you see young people tend to be more register more as Democrats because they believe in a lot of the social issues. And as you get a little older, as you start making money and you want to keep more of your money, you end up slipping into becoming a Republican for all the right reasons. Now, on the trail, Sanders has railed against what he called casino capitalism, calling himself a democratic socialist. A narrow majority of respondents in the Harvard poll said they did not support capitalism, while just one in three said they supported socialism because they don't understand what these things mean. Now, he is right. I think one of the reasons that he hits home with these people is he doesn't trust the government. He doesn't trust the people that are involved with the big money, and neither do the kids. Neither do the socialists. The millennial generations have no universally accepted definition, but one point of departure is in the Census Bureau's projection that by 2020, 36% of eligible voters will be adults born in 1980. This is why I tell you, if you don't reach them now, we're in trouble. Yeah, somebody beat me to it. I keep telling you, you have the right to speak to your grandchildren, your neighbors, some of the groups that you belong to that you're in. You run across young people, ask them what they're thinking, you know, what they got going on. Seriously. Now, young people don't vote as much as older people, to be sure. Just 41% of those between the ages of 18 and 24 turned out in the last presidential election, compared with 72% of those older than 65. Yet as these millennial voters grow older, pollsters expect to see that they begin voting more frequently. I kind of agree with that, but remember what I said to you. As you start to grow older, and you're making the money, and you have the house, and you have the car, I think what you're going to see is they'll still start to return to Republicanism. It just might take them a little longer. Now, Della Volpe, who does these, does these polls, cautions that it's impossible to predict how millennials views. Will shift in the future. You never know. But see, most of the millennials nowadays, because of what we've allowed in education, they don't want boundaries. They don't think we should be a sovereign nation, right? It's a world. We've been talking the word that always made me cringe. And I never really understood it until probably the last 10 years. Global economy, global world, global manufacturing, global this, global. Never really understood what that really meant, but it always made me kind of cringe. Now I know as well, and you do too. Globalism means we're all just one big happy family. We're all humans, therefore, we're just all one big happy family. But go look at what's going on in Europe. And that's a good point in the chat room. Ron Paul and Rand Paul, they had the young vote. I mean, really, if you think about it, Ron Paul was saying some of the same things that Bernie was saying. Get out of this, get out of that. You know, stop the big government. We don't need to be overseas. We don't need to be spending money on this. And the young people were buying into that. That was really exciting for them. So I guess there's no truth to the part that it doesn't matter what your hair color is. It matters the message you're giving, right? Now, again, Della Volpe, he cautioned that it's impossible to predict how millennial views will shift in the future. But he said people change parties only rarely. About sometime after the age of 30, so as researchers found, if that pattern holds for the millennial generation, then Democrats could be indebted for decades to politicians who have rejected a formal association with the Democratic Party for its entire career. Now, in Harvard's poll, Sanders was the clear favorite of young people. 54% said they had a favorable view of him, and 31% said they had an unfavorable view. With respect to Hillary Clinton, 53% had an unfavorable view, and 37% said their views of the former Secretary of State were somewhat favorable. Her agenda does not seem to be helping her among... Yeah, I don't think young people care about that, for the most part. You see them here and there, but I don't think for the most part they really do care about that. Now, millennials' opinions of Donald Trump, let me see, what do you think they would be? Millennials' opinions of Donald Trump, by contrast, are highly negative. 74% said that they view the Republican frontrunner unfavorably, including 50% of young Republicans. By contrast, 52% of the polls responded viewed Senator Ted Cruz unfavorably. Boy, I said this in the beginning. I don't care whose side you're on. I said that we're screwed. What do we have, 17? I joke about that. With all the candidates that we had. No, one of them was really... Okay, let me stop. Most of them weren't appealing. Now, I thought Scott Walker was going to be the guy. I thought Scott Walker was going to carry the day. But Scott Walker had a lousy team, didn't do him any favors. His team didn't do him any favors. Ben Carson, man, if he had some energy and if he had some aggressiveness to him, he might have been able to pull the thing all the way through. Don't you think? I don't know what happened to Chris Christie. I know he wasn't the conservative everybody wanted, but... I'm so tired of hearing that term. And the reason I'm tired of hearing that term, all right, the reason I'm so tired of hearing that term is because everybody decides what a conservative is. We all have our viewpoint of what a conservative or a rhino is. If we don't come together on that, we're gonna be like the Christian church, right? We're all Christians, but there's 127 different factions of Christians. We need to come together on this. I'd love to have a Ronald Reagan conservative. I don't think we're going to find one again for quite some time. The problem with Cruz is he came on too strong with his Christian conservativeness. And I say that because, think about it. He's commonly referred to as what? What is it? Commander or pastor in chief? We shouldn't have that. We shouldn't have that issue or that problem. So give us some thought, people. I mean, speak to the young people in your life. Nobody asked whether they wanted to hear it or not. Speak to the young people around you. Let them know why you have the views you have. A lot of our young people have never grown up around, World War II vets or veterans of any war, to come to think of it. And if you just go ahead and you make sure they understand what it took, don't be condescending. Don't talk down to them. For them to have the freedom to wear their pants down by their butt cracks. You know what I'm saying? How many people, what was today? Today was a Armenian Genocide Day, or I won't say a celebration of, a remembrance of. How's that? And thank God they're keeping that alive. But how many of those other things do we keep alive like that? The Jews are painted as the nasty group when millions and millions and millions of them were killed. What happened? How did that happen? Because we're not talking to our young people. We're not making sure that they learn the truth. We can blame it on the schools all we want to, but you and I vote for and choose elected officials. There's that sound again. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks, guys, for hanging out with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Sending me messages during the show. Have a great rest of the day. Hey, we're here all week. Hopefully you will be too. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.